Welcome to Act Dad, the Awesome Dad Show. I'm your host, Mark Spahn, and I'm thrilled that you are here for another episode. Today's show is fantastic. I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting with Dante Palmer. You may know Dante or recognize him from a viral Instagram picture where he was squatting in a bathroom, changing his child's diaper on his lap. This post went super, mega, ultra viral. Millions and millions of people saw this. I was really excited to talk to Dante because what he's done is turn this one viral moment into an absolute movement. He is teaming up with Pampers, with Qualicare, and even John Legend to put thousands and thousands of changing tables in men's bathrooms all over, not only the country, but all over the world. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the whole experience of going viral and creating a movement. We're also going to talk a little bit about how that's impacted his role as a father for his children, and also a little bit about redefining being a stepfather. This is a topic that I think is really great and really important to chat about. Listen, no one can tell you better than the man himself, Dante. Listen to this episode, really great. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Make sure if you haven't already, subscribe to Act Dad, the Awesome Dad Show. It is a huge help in reaching more people. And I would also like to invite you to check out the Act Dad group on Facebook. It is a phenomenal community full of some really, really awesome dads. And I think that you'll get a lot of value out of being part of the Act Dad family. I could keep on going, but I'm so excited to share with you this conversation. Let's get right into the conversation with Dante Palmer. Dante, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself? Pleasure being here, and I'm so excited to talk to you. Let's get right to it. I'm just really honored to really share my story once again.
Love it. And if you don't know who Dante is, you probably recognize that beautiful, beautiful face. Dante had an insanely viral picture go live on Instagram about a year ago where he was changing his child's diaper, squatting down, changing his kid's diaper in a men's bathroom. He's just creating tremendous change nationwide for dads, and I just really cannot wait to get into the discussion. So Dante, why don't you walk me through what it was like when you saw that this picture was just going completely viral?
Well, first off, you said I'm a beautiful face. I'm not really that beautiful. Honestly, if it wasn't for my baby Liam, I wouldn't be at this point. So I give all credit to my two-year-old. He's the handsome one of the bunch. But that is, like I said a million times, my wife and I, my boys, we went out to a restaurant to have dinner. And my youngest son, he was actually one at the time, a little over one, and he started to cry. So if you're a parent, an evolved parent, you know that it's one of three indicators. They're hungry, tired, and have a wet diaper. And at night, he was every three, tired, hungry, and needed a diaper change. So without me even thinking, I point to my 12-year-old son. He's now 13. So that lets you know it's been viral and going on for a year, which is an honor. My now 13-year-old son took the picture, and we walked to the bathroom for us to, you know, change my son and the baby's diaper. My son took the picture. I didn't know at the time he was taking the picture. And we just changed my son, and we went to the dinner table. My son, Isaiah, who took the picture, showed me the picture, and it was nothing to it. I wasn't outraged. I wasn't frustrated. I wasn't even, at this point, had a mindset of even starting a campaign. It was like, oh, you took a picture of me changing your brother. Great job, son, right? And about 2 weeks later, I asked him to send me that picture just to put it on Instagram for a quick reaction from friends and family. And that's what I got. That night, I got maybe 3 likes, 4 comments. One was from my sister saying, oh my gosh, you look weird. One was my wife who kind of laughed about it. And that was that. I went to sleep, and the next morning, that's when it went globally viral. My wife woke me up. I checked my phone, and we had CNN, BBC World News, Yahoo, The Shade Room, everyone calling to really request and ask me about this picture. And I hadn't, to be honest, I had no idea how to respond to these questions, because this is everyday life to me. You know, this is something that's normal to me. So why are you guys calling my phone excited about a picture? And I'm just doing this every day. So I really had to sit back, really realize the questions they were asking me, and started to respond accordingly, and evolved to Squat for Change. And now we're here today.
As fathers, we get so used to this kind of,
oh gosh,
just stepping up to the plate. And that's one of the reasons I started the Act a Dad program, is to highlight awesome dads like yourself.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just, it's an important conversation that we have, because this whole idea that men are parent number two or the lazy guy on the couch, it's overdone. It's overplayed.
It's overplayed. Yeah, my wife and I, like I said, this campaign is deeper than just putting changing tables in restrooms. It's showing a dynamics of marriage and, you know, parent quality. Like you said, like, are we just the parents that sit on the couch and are lazy? At times we can be, but for the most part, I'm active with my boys. I'm going to football practice, luncheons, and to church and to the supermarket. My boys are with me, you know, right now. Right now, an experience, my wife is at work and I'm home with the boys. So they're actually in the other room, actually being quite quiet right now, which is scaring me. But I'm home with the boys. And it's, you know, that's everyday life. So to show that, like yourself, like, and I give you so much credit for having a platform to highlight active dads, to show us that we do matter. We're not the number two parent, and we are active in our children's lives.
There are definitely important things that dads bring to the table, whether it's changing a diaper or, like you said, going to football. How many kids do you have, Dante? Three kids?
We have three boys. We have a 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Isaiah is the oldest, Taylor is the middle child, and Liam is the youngest.
That's awesome, dude. And I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 4-month-old son. So I'm just curious, and not to get too far off topic, how challenging was it for you when you went from the first child to the second child? Did that just kind of like ramp up the complexity of fatherhood for you?
It did. And I speak about this often, I'm actually part of a blended family. So the oldest is from my wife's previous relationship, when I came into a relationship with my now 8-year-old son. So having one son and coming to a relationship to have another son, it did amp it up in my household. And it took me a lot of time to really realize, who is this other child? Like, what is this dynamics of relationship? How do we love each other? Do I love them the same as my own child? So sitting down with my wife and, you know, breaking these barriers and breaking these dynamics, in our house, we have one rule. There's no such thing as a stepson. There's no such thing as a stepmom or stepdad. I'm mom. So she's mom, I'm dad, and you're my son. And that's all that matters. So it did amp it up. So the same responsibilities I gave my 8-year-old, I gave to my 13-year-old. And it's just being a father, being a parent. And it works for us, you know, and it did amp it up, put a lot of more responsibilities on my plate. But I'm proud to be a father of three boys. They are treated equally, and we get it done. So whatever and everyone asks me, you know, going back to my three boys, one goal, that's the question that everyone asks me. What is that one goal? That one goal is whatever they want to accomplish. So if my son wants to be a football player or a politician, dad is behind them, pushing them towards that one goal. If my youngest son right now, he wants to be a pirate. I don't know why, but he emulates and he betrays pirates all day. So if he wants to grow up to be a pirate, dad's going to make sure he gets to that platform to be the best pirate in the world, right? So whatever their goal is, dad and mom, we're standing behind them to push them towards to their one goal. So that's what that means.
That's great, dude. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a cow, and I really wish my parents would have pushed me in that direction. But that's really commendable. This is one of the things that's come onto my radar recently, Dante, is how many families out there are blended, as you put it, right? We got 50% of marriages ending in divorce, and roughly 40% of kids born outside of marriage. So you've got a lot of dads that are being put into that stepdad position.
Of course.
And historically, a stepdad has been kind of like a bad word, a dirty word, right?
Right.
I had an interview with another father in a similar situation, blended family, Justin McClure, and he was kind of offended when I mentioned the word stepdad. But as we kind of talked about it, we mentioned that it's not really a bad word. It's actually an awesome word.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, like you said, it's not a bad word at all. It's just another... that child having someone to step up to really take the responsibilities and be that child's, you know, role model, you know, guidance counselor, mentor, whatever that role is, that person is now, you know, shadowing over that child. We just don't like it personally because I have three boys and we really focus on love languages, and all my boys, their love languages, words of affirmation and physical touch. So to hear those words from my boys, it really puts them on different levels. And so in the beginning of our relationship, my wife and our relationship, we've seen that it took a toll on our boys' relationship. Like, they don't like the word stepdad because, you know, it makes them, my oldest said it the best. It puts everyone against each other. So that's when we remove the word step and say, you know what, let's go ahead and remove that word from our household to make it better. But like I said, every household is different. It's not a bad word, but we just don't use it in our house because our boys are so connected with words and they really look at things like that and it's detailed to them. So we really try to make everyone unison in our family.
Words are definitely powerful, and
most definitely.
Your son is very perceptive. I can really respect that.
Oh my God, yeah, it's all about words to him. You can say, my wife and I have to be really careful about what we say to him. Even if we're playing, it really resonates with him. So we have to be careful with words, because especially a 13-year-old and 8-year-old, they are so infatuated with words. And I know they get it from me because I'm a spoken word artist as well. So I do a lot of writing, a lot of speaking. So I know where it comes from. But so we have to be really mindful of the words we speak around this house.
I'm with you 100% on that, Dante. So right. I want to segue back a little bit to the Squat for Change movement.
Okay.
You've got this picture, you go to sleep, you wake up, you're mega viral. Everyone's seen it, right? What was it like waking up just having all this attention on something that you probably had no intention of really talking? I mean, in the Instagram post, you were like, this is a serious talk, something, and then
right.
It went completely viral. What was it like for you living in that moment?
Well, the first initial thought was, I was excited. I was like, wow, you know, I'm viral. So my son, they're jumping around screaming because, you know, dad is famous now. There's a lot of emotions. My wife is really, she lives in this bubble. Like, we have a family. We don't want nobody in our business. We just live life according to how we live it. And now to have that bubble burst is like, now the world is looking how we interact, how we talk, how we move, how we parent. And it kind of, you know, put a lot of like weird dynamics around our life. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of adjusting to it. But now we are both excited about it. We're both extremely proud of the accomplishments we have, you know, put forth. But that first month was a lot going on. I won't get too much detail. You know, I lost my job around the same time. So it was a lot of like confusion, but just staying persistent with this movement, seeing fathers reach out from, you know, South Africa, Australia, back to the States, really motivated me to continue with this movement. And it really got on his leg, and we really, you know, driving to push forward for over the next years to come. So we're really excited and honored.
Well, it's funny how when some doors close in life, other doors open.
They're wide open.
So what was the door that opened for you? Because now you're working with just some really amazing people and some amazing brands. What's a good story of something that opened up for you?
So the one thing that closed was I was teaching, and that door closed right on my face. It was a lot of dynamics with that. I don't really want to feed energy to that and give the credit. But, you know, I got fired from a teaching position, and it gave me a lot of time at home to sit down, first off, to be a better parent, to be home, to be more involved in my boys' lives, to see them actually leave for school, come home from school, and dad being home to provide the care they need. So that was number one. That was one door that extremely opened, the bond that I have gained with my boys. The number two door was actually just seeing a lot of media, celebrity involvement. Now we have a new partnership working with Pampers. So that was one door that closed, but another one doors spread wide open for me. Just having, you know, a major brand like Pampers reach out and say, you know what, we really have to sit down and figure out how can we provide for your campaign. And that's what we did. So we're now pushing out 5,000 changing tables over the next 2 years in America and Canada. And it's a big, huge step. That means 5,000 changing tables means that thousands upon thousands of fathers will have access to resources because this movement has started. And I'm just happy that one picture is definitely making change in two countries right now. And Squat for Change, our goal and our objective is to get to multiple countries. So we have been in works with people in the UK and in South Africa, and we're gonna definitely make it work out and push out and to make the change that we're seeking.
Man, that's absolutely amazing. 5,000 changing tables. Like
5,000.
I'm sure you had no idea that would have come about when you took that just one simple picture, that one simple Instagram post. But what's really cool about what you're doing, Dante, is one day, 30, 40 years from now, you're sitting down with your grandkids, you'd be like, this is how I impacted the world in a positive way. So something else that you had mentioned, Dante, is that it's not really just about changing tables. It's about something bigger than that. Could you expand on that a little bit? Like what it means to men and to fathers to have access to a changing table? It seems like such a simple thing, such a small thing.
Yeah, so putting changing tables in restrooms, it really adds value time to what it means to be a parent when you're changing your son's or your daughter's diaper. When I change my son's diaper, it really gives us 30 seconds of bonding time. People are, okay, it's just, you're just changing a diaper. But this is the time I, honestly, I tell jokes to my two-year-old. I, you know, we have different things we do. So actually, right now, if my son was to use the restroom on himself in his diaper, he would run to dad first. Only because, and I take credit, I am funnier than my wife. She says she's a jokester, but I'm that guy. So Liam knows that he can come to me, and I have stolen the infamous liar claw, claw from the liar movie. So I tickle him and pull a claw out, and I just, you know, interact with my son that way. And it gives us that much bonding time. Like, so is it just a changing table? It is. I mean, it's just a material thing that we use to change our babies. But like I said, it adds bonding, it adds value. It shows your son or your daughter that you're there to protect and provide for them. There's a lot of dynamic that comes with just changing your child's diaper.
I think that's really important for all dads to hear, because I've definitely spoken to dads in the past who are like, you know what? I don't change diapers. I don't do that. But you're right. It is kind of like a special bond. I know, not the first time, but recently when I go to change my son's diaper, he's 4 months old, he just give me that big smile like, oh, daddy's
here. Hear me. Right.
It's, I think there's something really powerful behind that for sure.
Yes, it is. Definitely is. It is. It's just lets your child know, even at 4 months, like you said, he gives you that big smile, and that's what matters. You know, your son saying like, wow, daddy's here to really provide for me. And that's what we need to show our kids daily. So, and I mean, he uses the bathroom daily. So let's go ahead and do that job. So,
right. Those simple, small tasks can make a big difference.
Big difference. Yes, sir.
So I also saw that superstar John Legend actually kind of gravitated towards this movement. And I've got a lot of admiration for what John does. What was it like working and kind of getting him involved in the campaign?
Well, it was amazing. So I haven't really met John Legend yet, but I will meet him soon. But just awesome. Having, you know, on a campaign to speak about it, it added value to what we're doing. It's just another example of status. I'm going to say I'm like mid-status now. I think my status did grow, but from the local dad to a rich celebrity dad, we all deal with the same things. Regardless if you're black or white, Democrat or Republican, rich or poor, if you're a parent and you're involved in your kids' lives, we all fall short when it comes to this issue. So to have, you know, John Legend reach out and say, you know what, I stand here and I stand beside you because we are dealing with the same thing, it shows vulnerability. It shows that, you know, he can travel from Paris back to Chicago in the snap of a finger. But to see that he deals with the same issues we deal with, it makes it personable. So I'm just so excited to have a celebrity like John Legend really, you know, step aside of himself to really open his mouth to say, you know what? No, I stand with Squad for Change. I love the Change campaign to make a difference in this world. And I'm so excited it's happening now.
It definitely, like you said, brings an extra level of validity and power, right, and actually in the movement, and getting Pampers involved and Koala Care involved,
right,
to really go out and do this is just amazing. Where Pampers has committed to 5,000 changing tables, right? Where, right, are they all going? Are they going into one certain area, or do you have to pay to play, or how do you
know? No, they already have a few locations already decided and figured out. So they're looking at the major cities: Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, and they have that list working down now. So they will definitely be out soon, and it won't go unnoticed. I mean, that's one thing for sure; it won't go unnoticed. But you know, just working on logistics and how to really distribute those 5,000 so it can make a major difference when it comes to, you know, fathers across the nation and in Canada. So they some locations have already been established, and it will be pushed out soon. And it will be, trust me, if they don't say anything, Squad for Change and myself would definitely make a highlight of it, because it's definitely a change that we're looking for, and I will highlight it.
Absolutely. So to take this movement that you've created and creating this influence in this Squad for Change, this movement for change, how has that impacted the relationship or the way that your kids interact with you, because they can see something to be proud of you about, or is that something that's changed your dynamic?
Yeah, so I can speak about my 13-year-old son. The 8-year-old, he's just so infatuated with Fortnite, so he gets it, but he really doesn't get it. And a 2-year-old, he's too But I took all three boys with me to Philadelphia to go on a Fox 29 interview. And it was a huge interview. And the 8-year-old realized, wow, we are on cameras. My dad is speaking about, you know, making a difference. And after the interview, my 8-year-old did say he was happy and proud to see, you know, us creating change. Not in those exact words, more came an 8-year-old word, but the 13-year-old is the one that really is showing a difference in his life and how he interacts with me. He's going to school. He had a civics project. His whole civics project was about Squad for Change. He's an awesome football player, but he said, if, you know, if he can never, you know, touch a football again, he will want to be a politician to really advocate for change, because he said he sees his dad doing it for just off one picture. And he tells me, Dad, you posted a picture and you're doing this much change. Imagine if I put so much more work into it and I can be a bigger game changer. So that's what he's doing. And I'm really excited to see that he, as a 13-year-old boy, he's really trying to find those issues, create a problem, solve those problems and, you know, run with it. And that's what he's been doing. So the dynamics between my boys and I over the last 6 months, we have really grown a lot together just based off this campaign. I'm just so honored and, you know, just to have this experience, because it's really a really awesome time, man. My boys, I love them to death. Those are my joys, and it really makes me thrive and go forward hard, that much harder.
That's definitely what being an Act-A-Dad is all about. Act-A-Dad is all about being that role model, being involved, and it's just so cool to hear these kind of stories, because if the flip side is, I mean, look, we can never know exactly where we would be, but the flip side is maybe you go through this normal rut of wake up, go to work, come home, eat, go to sleep, and so on and so forth. But by just doing something that you're passionate about, it makes right. so much difference.
So much easier to get up in the morning. I get up every morning and say, what is my job today? My job is to, first off, be a good husband. And the second job is to be an awesome dad. And that's my job, to get up and advocate. And now it's bigger. So I let my boys know when I have to separate from them for, you know, a day or two to go do some work. I let them know, you know, I'm separating because now I'm trying to make other fathers better for their children. And they understand it wholeheartedly. So it's just a great position to be in. I wake up every day to advocate for fathers. And that's what I'm so passionate about. And it's really, you know, paying off for it in the long run.
That's what's up. Without going into too much detail about what's next, I know you'd mentioned there's some really, really exciting things coming. Guys, you definitely got to follow Dante on Instagram and go to www.squatforchange.com. Big things coming.
Yes, sir.
But some things are coming. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Where do you see this in 10 years?
Honestly, 10 years, I just see, first of all, we are a nonprofit organization here in Jacksonville. So I just really see it expanding and seeing Squad for Change really positioned in a lot of different countries. This, like I said, is not an American campaign. It's, if you're a parent, if you lack a resource, this is what it falls under. And that's what we're trying to get. So one thing I can say that we are, you know, positioning ourselves to meet with some local dad groups, I'm not going to say local because they're not local to us, but local dad groups in South Africa to really bring this campaign to South Africa and get it on his legs over there. So we're really trying to really get this campaign across the world. So 5-10 years from now, I can see myself just sitting back, watching the legacy continue. 10 years, my son will be 10 years, 23. And I can see my son, you know, having that legacy. You know what, son, you want to be an advocate? I'm here at the tools to go ahead and do that. Go ahead and create the change you've been looking for. And just having something built for my sons is what I'm going to see. So 10 years from now, I see myself taking a step back, let my boys run it, and just, you know, continuing to be that dad they see I am, their superhero, and give them, you know, the resources and the strength to go ahead and push a campaign that much more farther out.
Love that. It's just really cool to me, this period in time that we're in where dads are starting to be highlighted and be celebrated. So really glad to be a part of that with you, Dante. It's really great. So before we close out the interview here, I want to go through a few quick rapid fire questions with you.
All right. Man, here we go. I'm ready.
Here we go. Get ready. Put on your caps, y'all. I'm all about stories. I think that's one of the things that it's really important for dads to do with their kids. What's your favorite story to tell your kids?
My favorite story to tell my kids, honestly, my life experience of how I was raised. It's really no particular book. It's just my life is my book. So I tell them, hey, this is what dad went through. This is how I accomplished it. I don't want to see you guys going through half the stuff I went through. And it keeps them motivated, keeps them on the right track, because I had a hard life at certain points in my life. So that's the story I tell my boys, to really how to be better than I was.
Good stuff. You mentioned you love comedy. Who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite comedian, it has to be Kevin Hart. I don't know what it is, but my 13 and I, we can sit in a room all day, watch Kevin Hart, and we just, we'd be literally crying and laughter. I don't know what it is. He's that funny to me.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a super inspiring individual, too.
Just inspiring. He's from my hometown. He's from Philadelphia, and I think that's another thing we resonate with. So we're both from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is where it's at right now. We have Kevin Hart, global-known comedian, and I'm that global-known advocate for Philadelphia, so that really resonated with me as well. So
love that. My brother lives in Philadelphia now, too, doing medical work. So
that's the Eagles.
right. They've got some issues to clean up on the wide receiver end, but that's another... another story for another day. Dante, pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Oh, no pineapple on pizza. Okay. No fruit, no cooked fruits or vegetables on my pizza. Just pepperoni and sausage. That's all I want.
Fair enough. Favorite vacation. Where's your favorite place to go with the family?
My favorite vacation to go with the family. We actually, it's weird. It's nowhere you would think I would say Disney World, but it's actually where my boys and my wife, we get in a car and we drive to Sumter, South Carolina, where my in-laws stay. It's the neck of the woods. We go and have fun, ride dirt bikes and just sit in the dirt. That's where I love to go with my family, Sumter, South Carolina. And it's a place where we get no cell phone reception, so the phones are down, the internet is working, and we can just really enjoy quality time with family.
I like that. Distractions out of the way. Beautiful, beautiful thing. If you could talk to anyone in history, who would you talk to?
Anyone in history, who would I talk to? I would have to talk to, it's weird. Just ask me that. I went to a luncheon today. It was a whole luncheon around Gandhi. Just about peace. So that's someone I think I'll talk to. I just want to learn how to be more peaceful in the world today. How to advocate for more peace. So yeah, I'll keep it at that.
That's a good one. Last rapid fire question. Billboard message. If you could put a message on a billboard to reach millions of people, what would it be?
A billboard message. Squat for change. One diaper at a time. That's like that.
all on brand.
All on brand.
Cool. Well, before we close it out, Dante, tell everyone where they can find you, where you want them to go to see more about Squat for Change.
Yes, sir. First, you said it earlier, go to my website at squatforchange.com. If you want to stay posted with my lives, my interactions, go to my personal Instagram page at 3boys_1goal. That's the number 3boys_1goal. And definitely you will catch me. If you email me, if you send me a message, I'm that guy that will respond quick and fast, because every message can be an opportunity. So if you need me, reach out to me and I will respond to you.
Beautiful thing. Dante, thank you so much for being on Act Dad, the Awesome Dad Show. I'll tell you what, I am really looking forward to watching your story evolve, because you're doing some really inspiring things, man. It's really awesome.
Most definitely. And I got to tell everybody, no blog is too big or small for me. So years to come, shoot me another message and I will be back on Act Dad, because I had a great time today and you're an awesome guy. And I want to bring all fathers up with me, because this movement is not for me. It's for fathers, and you're a father. So let's go ahead and make the change together.
Awesome. And I will be seeing you in DC in February for.
Let's do it. Yes, sir.
Too. It's going to be great. It's going to be dope.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to the episode here today. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation with Dante. I was so, so impressed by what he's bringing to the table. And again, taking his moment in the sun, taking full advantage of the opportunity and creating something meaningful, something that he can show to his grandkids and their grandkids. And I'm just really excited to be a part of it and really thrilled that I had the opportunity to speak to Dante. If you haven't already, consider subscribing to the podcast. I have a new episode for you every single Monday. And make sure you go over to www.actdad.com. You can see all the different ways that we are working together with fathers to just create a better world, a world where dads are more involved in living more fulfilling lives and creating a difference. That's what it's all about. Hey, look, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening to me, part of the Act Dad family. Have a great one. Peace.